Welcome to morning prayer on Friday, 6th of November. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Your faithful servants bless you.
They make known the glory of your kingdom.
Blessed are you, sovereign God, ruler and judge of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of this age that is passing away, may the light of your presence, which the saints enjoy, surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect your glory this day, and so be made ready to see your face in the heavenly city, where night shall be no more. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God.
My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. When shall I come before the presence of God?
My tears have been my bread day and night, while all day long they say to me, where is now your God?
Now when I think on these things, I pour out my soul. How I went with the multitude and led the procession to the house of God.
With the voice of praise and thanksgiving among those who kept holy day.
Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me?
Oh, put your trust in God, for I will yet give him thanks, who is the help of my countenance and my God. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever.
Amen.
Psalm 16.
The Lord is at my right hand, I shall not fall.
Preserve me, O God, for in you have I taken refuge. I have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, all my good depends on you.
All my delight is upon the godly that are in the land, upon those who are noble in heart.
Though the idols are legion that many run after, their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, neither make mention of their names upon my lips.
The Lord himself is my portion and my cup. In your hands alone is my fortune.
My share has fallen in a fair land. Indeed, I have a goodly heritage.
The Lord is at my right hand, I shall not fall. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. And in the night watches he instructs my heart.
I have set the Lord always before me. He is at my right hand, I shall not fall.
Wherefore my heart is glad and my spirit rejoices. My flesh also shall rest secure.
For you will not abandon my soul to death, nor suffer your faithful one to see the pit.
You will not show me the path of life. In your presence is the fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures for evermore.
The Lord is at my right hand, I shall not fall. Give to us, Lord Christ, the fullness of grace, your presence and your very self. For you are our portion and our delight, now and forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord.
My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness.
The heavens bear witness to your wonders.
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord.
The assembly of your saints proclaims your truth.
My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness.
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you.
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness.
Let us pray. God of all, across your world, there are many people who have awoken today anxious, uncertain, hungry, suffering, or in despair. We ask for your healing presence in all these situations where we are not living with care and concern for others. We pray that those in authority may make decisions with integrity and wisdom. We pray that the powerful may act with humility and justice. We pray that those who intend violence may find peace and see themselves when they look at others. And we pray that we all find ways we can help to feed the hungry, tend the sick, welcome the stranger, and come alongside those locked away, whatever their prison may be. We pray and hope that the world may be a better place at the ending of the day. And a prayer by Frank Cahoon. Times of change. Lord, life changes, and so must we. Save us from getting set in our ways. Make us open-minded and help us to overcome our inbuilt prejudices. May we cheerfully welcome new ideas and enter without fear into new experiences and new patterns of work. Life changes, we change, but you, O Lord, are eternally the same, and so is your love and care for us. Glory to your name. Amen. Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.